This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Pope Benedict XVI has returned to Rome after his first trip to the U.S. as Pope. In his final event, he celebrated Mass with 57,000 people at Yankee Stadium. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has the story from New York.
In a mere 6 days, Benedict has transformed his image from the stern policeman of orthodoxy to a silver-haired grandfather. He did this by confessing he was deeply ashamed of the clergy sex abuse scandal, saying it again and again, and then praying with the victims. At Yankee Stadium Sunday, he challenged Catholics to live a rigorous faith.
It means not losing heart in the face of resistance, adversity, and scandal.
Afterwards, Catholics said he had ignited the church. In an extraordinary statement about a church that has been mired in crisis for the past 6 years, one man said, "It's a proud moment for us. It's good to be a Catholic."
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reporting. DNA testing begins today for hundreds of children taken from a polygamous group's ranch. Matt Largy reports from member station KUT in Austin.
The 416 children will give a DNA sample in the form of a cheek swab sometime in the next couple of days. Parents have also been asked to submit a sample for comparison. Greg Cunningham is a spokesman for the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. He says the testing is necessary because some of the families have not been cooperating with authorities.
They've given us multiple names and telling us different people that are their parents throughout this process. With the DNA, we'll be able to establish genetically who their parents are.
The DNA process has to be finished before the state can place the children in foster homes. Until then, the children will continue being held at a sports arena about an hour from their ranch.
Matt Largy of member station KUT in Austin. Bad news for drivers. Gas prices are up nearly 16 cents in just 2 weeks. This from the Lundberg survey, which found the average price of self-serve regular is $3.47 a gallon. That's up 60 cents from a year ago. It's cheapest in Jersey, Newark to be exact. The most expensive gas is in San Francisco. Meanwhile, oil is at a new record. The price spiked to $117.40 a barrel today. Recent attacks on an oil tanker and a pipeline helped drive up the cost. All this means it costs a fortune to fill up your tank, so it's no surprise that hybrid sales are up 37% in the U.S. The Toyota Prius remains the best seller, makes up just over half the hybrids on the road. You're most likely to see a hybrid in California. More than a quarter of hybrids are registered there. Despite the strong growth, hybrids make up only 2.2% of the American auto market. Two faster cars now. She's appeared on magazine covers, Letterman, and even posed in the SI swimsuit issue. But race car driver Danica Patrick had never won a race. That all changed Sunday when she won IndyCar's Japan 300. She's the first female winner to win an IndyCar race. Patrick has been racing IndyCar since 2005. We'll have more on her later this hour when we talk sports with friend of the BPP, Bill Wolf. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Mark Garrison. Mark, have you ever won an IndyCar race, by the way?
I can't get that fast. I think the fastest I've ever gone is about 85.
Okay.
I got a ticket.
I hope that was in Montana where they don't have speed limits.
No, they busted me.
Mm.